Hey, let's talk about the Eucharist. The doctrine of transubstantiation states that at the moment of consecration, during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist becomes the body and blood of Jesus. It doesn't look like Jesus to our senses, but it's Him, which leads us to the question, why is it not more obvious? In 2019, Pew Research found that one out of every three Catholics believe that the Eucharist is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. 69% said that during the Catholic Mass, the bread and wine are symbols of the body and blood of Jesus. 31% said that the bread and wine actually become the body and blood of Jesus. Now, if Jesus wants us to believe in the real presence of Him in the Eucharist, why doesn't He make it more obvious? Well, we'll get to that, but first. But where in Scripture did Jesus talk about His real presence in the Eucharist?
Matthew 26:26-27. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is My body." Then He took a cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is My blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins."
Then Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of Me." So we do this at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, when the priest or the bishop takes the bread and wine and speaks the words of Jesus. He's in persona Christi. "This is My body." Fulfilling the command of Jesus, "Do this in remembrance of Me." Now, when we consider Jesus holding the Eucharist in His hands and saying these words, "This is My body," consider who is the one that is speaking. It is the same God who says, "Let there be light," and there was light. It's the same one who is saying, "This is My body." The same God who performed miracles before Pharaoh through His servant Moses and caused the Israelites to walk across dry land, across the Red Sea. It's the same God who holds bread in His hands and says, "This is My body." It is the same God who spoke to the storm and said, "Be still," who spoke to Lazarus in the tomb and said, "Come out," who caused the deaf to hear, the blind to see, is the same God, the same Jesus that holds the bread in His hands and says, "This is My body." You see, Jesus, with His words, affects the reality around Him because of who He is, the authority that He carries. His words transformed Lazarus's life by saying, "Lazarus, come out." Jesus's words transformed the storm when He said, "Be still." And Jesus transforms the bread and wine when He says these words, "This is My body." But not only do we believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist because it's scriptural, it's also historical. First century bishop St. Ignatius of Antioch wrote, "Because the heretics refused to acknowledge the Holy Eucharist to be the same flesh which suffered for our sins and was raised again to life by God the Father, they die a miserable death and perish without hope." So place this within the historical context. Jesus has died less than 100 years ago, and the early church is already teaching the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. If they're teaching it shortly after the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's logical to assume that this is because this is what Jesus taught. This is not an invention of the Catholic Church hundreds of years after the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. No, the early church believed this to be true. But the Eucharist still doesn't look like Jesus, does it? So Jesus says He's present under the appearance of bread and wine, but to our senses, well, our senses deceive us. Why? Why is He not more obvious? Well, Father Mueller, in his book, The Blessed Eucharist, says there's two reasons. Number one, so that we don't lose the merit of faith. And what does he mean by that? Well, he recalls in John 20:29, "Blessed are they who do not see, yet believe." He says that God wants to reward us for our faith. So He hides under the appearance of bread and wine so that we do not lose the merit of faith. In other words, there's a blessing that God wants to pour into our life when we come to Him simply because we believe, yet our eyes deceive. Blessed are they who believe, yet do not see. So God wants to bless you when you come to Him in faith, even though your eyes are being deceived by the appearance of the Eucharist. St. Louis, the King of France, had someone come to him and say that there was Jesus appearing as the infant Jesus in the Eucharist at a parish, and he was invited to go see. And this is what he said. I will not go to see my Lord in the Holy Eucharist, because I believe that he is present there as firmly as if I had seen him. Let us go and see him who do not believe. Father Mueller gives a second reason why Jesus hides himself under the appearance of bread and wine. And he says, so to inspire confidence when we approach him. Now, if we saw Jesus as he truly was in heaven, you know, unveiled with all his glory and majesty, splendor, and absolute authority, perhaps we would tremble. Perhaps we would be scared to approach Jesus in the Eucharist. So Father Mueller says, well, he hides himself to inspire confidence. Now consider this. A friend of mine this weekend shared with me the first time they ever got pulled over by the police. He was in high school, driving late at night, coming home from a party. He was the designated driver. And all his friends were in the back seat, and they were drunk. And so the police pull him over, and he rolls down his window. And as the police comes up to the vehicle, he's nervous because the police, the authority, and he begins to get questioned. And as he tries to answer the police, he's stumbling over his words. In fact, his words sounded slurred because he was so nervous. He was stuttering. He wasn't speaking clearly. And it looked like he was drunk. And his friend in the back said, officer, the guy's not drunk. He hasn't drank any alcohol all evening. The thing is, he was intimidated by the police officer's authority and so stumbled over his words. You know, friends, if we saw Jesus truly as he was in all his glory, perhaps not only would we stumble over our words when we come to him to try and speak to him, but we would stumble over our feet. Perhaps we would see his glory and we would fall down as though we were dead, like St. John in Revelations. Jesus hides himself under the appearance of bread and wine so that we do not lose the merit of faith, because blessed are those who do not see yet believe, and then to inspire confidence to approach him, because Jesus appears under the form of bread and wine. In such humility, he comes to us, so to inspire great confidence when we go to him. Friends, thanks for watching today. Share with me below what stood out to you and why, and I'll see you soon. God bless you.